This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 331 for Thursday, April 1st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are weaker Thursday morning, seeing a correction after posting limit up gains yesterday. Canola down $6 to $10 in early activity. The May contract down $9.60 at $747.50 per ton. New crop November down $7.90 at $611.60. A bullish reaction to acreage estimates from the USDA yesterday sent the Chicago soy complex climbing higher, and that had underpinned canola as well. Soybeans, though, are mixed today, while soy oil is lower. Tight old crop canola supplies and the need to encourage enough acres are planted this spring did provide some support, though. Markets will be closed tomorrow for Good Friday, and positioning ahead of the Easter weekend is expected to account for some of today's activity. In the U.S., soybeans are mixed, corn higher, and wheat lower. Soybeans, both sides of unchanged, new crop months higher, old crop months down, May down 7 cents at $14.29 per bushel. The USDA pegged U.S. soybean seedings this year at 87.6 million acres yesterday. That was up on the year, but below average trade guesses, closer to 90 million, and it did remain supportive for the new crop months today, as the market works to encourage more acres. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales announced this morning of about 230,000 tons of old and new crop business combined did come in at the lower end of trade expectations. Corn, it found continued support from yesterday's acreage data, with the May contract up 8 cents now at 572 per bushel. Projected U.S. corn seedings came in well below trade guesses, virtually unchanged on the year at only 91.1 million acres. And the market is seeing follow-through buying interest after yesterday's limit-up move. Weekly corn U.S. corn export sales at about 800,000 tons were in line with expectations. Wheat futures, meanwhile, are lower across the board, lacking any real fresh news from yesterday's USDA acreage report that would provide much support. Generally favorable crop conditions across much of the northern hemisphere, aside from dry areas in parts of the Canadian prairies, also weighed on values. Minneapolis spring wheat down 9 cents in the May contract at 601 per bushel. Kansas City down 12 cents in May at 563 per bushel, and Chicago wheat also down 12 cents in the May contract at 606 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were generally in line with expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, April 1st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.